I went to Vancouver School of Theology, and at that time, the dean of the people was Herbert O'Driscoll, and one of our co-workers or co-students was in the choir there, and we were talking about sermon writing, and somebody said, "What's the latest you've ever written a sermon?" And Byron said, "Well, I've seen Herbie writing during the last hymn." during the second hymn. Anyway, so I just did that. So this is going to be very brief, because this is about music. Music is one of God's greatest gifts. All cultures, all people, known to us from all ages, played and sang. It unites people in ways that are mysterious. Some scientists will talk about what it does to our brains. Others talk about the vibrations that resonate in ways that connect us with our primal selves and other living beings. Experiments have been done with babies in utero. All I know, I'm no scientist, all I know is that music makes things better. When we're sad, we sing, we listen to music at funerals. When the congregation sings, to me there is nothing like that. People gather, they're sad, they're grieving, and we stand and we sing, and there's nothing like that. Under extreme stress or grief, many people moan or heave without even being aware of it. Our bodies know what we need, and we make rhythmic sound. We're happy when we're happy, the same thing. And music can not only reflect our emotions, but create them. I can take myself to sad or happy places by singing or listening to certain songs. You know all that stuff. Music is deep and powerful and one of God's gifts and one of God's ways of being in touch with us. It's a way of prayer. Here's a commercial for church. One of the last places in our society where people sing together, just sing, not practice choral singing, which is a blessing in itself, but just get together, it doesn't matter. Nobody says, "Can you sing or can you not?" They say, "Here's a book, let's sing." One of the last places that I know of in our society where we do that, just sing together, is here. Lots of research speaks of the mental health benefits of doing that. The church has always known it, whether they could articulate it or not. The church, no matter what forms of worship have been in style through the centuries, almost always includes music. And when they ban music, it comes back. Like many of you, I participated in the High Movement Mizan Anthem. May we always make music together. May we always sing and play our feelings and dreams. Thank God for music and musicians. You genuinely, honestly change lives and change the world. So let's always sing, and let's know that in this treasure of music, where our treasure lies, there is our heart.